Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to Life After Dusk with Betty J. The best news, the best hip-hop, the best entertainment, the best everything.
Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yes, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yes, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yes, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yes, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Steady J will leave your body on the floor till I'm on the leader intersection. Break out the crack of dawn. Keep the rings of wars blazing to the dome. Who can't believe the hype, the girls are gone, we getting
wild for the night.
Come with better moves, put up a better fight, keeping other opponents, yeah, they always in my sight. So before you come forward to the ring and enter, all eyes on you, yeah, front and center. If you're scared, so you're scared of still playing victory. Going strong for the belt, we're about to make history. Ring the bell, better yet, ring the alarm. Leaving bodies left with pain like a thing from a swarm. So we get over here, yeah, I know you really don't want none. You know who it is, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Steady J. It is a beautiful Tuesday, and it's the second broadcast of the 2011 version of Life After Dusk Live. It's definitely going down on Life After Dusk Radio. Man, we're actually changing our station. We're actually updating our station. So y'all be very, very, very patient. So if you listen to the shows and stuff and all the music over on the Ice Radio network, make sure you just kind of relax. We're fixing some brand new stuff up to it, and it should be ready tomorrow. So just hanging there. I wanted definitely just say shout out to everyone and just continue to support the show and just really get it out there really big. And one of the things I'll definitely talk about too is we got one of our guests is going to be here today. That's my girl Princess Mwamba. And she's actually one of the models I'm involved in, the Just Divine Model Group, which is a networking group for models that are signed, unsigned. It doesn't matter if they're plus-size models or urban models or whatever. Fashion is wherever. It's kind of just kind of to get people to kind of intervene and just kind of share their different thoughts on the modeling industry and just kind of making it better. And it's most definitely, I love what I'm seeing out there, and it also gives me a chance to figure out who to work with personally, and a lot of great people out of it. She's also responsible for the number 6 song of the year on Life After Dusk Radio, and that's her track Swag Walk. She has a movement on Facebook, I Swag with Sarah. She's straight from Zambia, so, you know, Zambia, Africa, for those who don't know, it's a lot of big things going on, so man, just crunk. Really, a lot of big things are going on. Just a lot with myself and just people that I get a chance to work with. I'm very happy about that. So we're going ahead and do. We're going to go ahead and play some music before she comes on. Of course, because that's what else we do on here. And she's going to play This Is My Girl, Miss Rare Breed, on Walk Like I Walk. Here we go.
Money, let it rain, if I say this, don't trump it. Plagiarize my fan, I get
money. Like I walk, 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 like I walk, walk. Haters be talking, but I walk. Brains, I'm Owler. Write my check and I might be howling. Miss Red Breeze, lit the flame, I'm sparking. On my way, just say I'm driving. T-Folk Pro, baby, yeah, I'm the pilot.
Everyone, this is your girl Red Shades, and when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy Ceddie J on Life After Dusk and The Dusk Spot. Make sure you check out his website on duskhours.ning.com. Become a member right now. All right, y'all. One.
What's up, everyone? This is Miss Red Bree. And when I'm not recording, I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. What's up?
Thank you. wanna chill, take some time, go to find what's on your mind. Wanna know your heart too, get to know what makes it be. No doubt we can live that ever after so happily. Wanna be the woman whose shoulder you can cry on. When everyone else has left you, I'm the woman you can still rely on. You're my man, yeah, and I'm your lady. Our capacity to love is like, so amazing.
Moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Life at Us Live with your boy Teddy J. Man, this I'm Feeling the love. Shout out to my boy Stevie Mac from Stevie Mac Radio for sending a lot of love out there on Twitter just now. That was real big, man. I really appreciate that. And Mr. Chris, shout out to you too, man. We both are two steps out there. We really are, man. People just understand. You got to be able to take ownership of your own stuff, man. I think if anything, a lot of people are like, oh, well, I don't want to do a show anymore because I'm going to pay you. Now, in my opinion, it's not that. It's more of this for me. Is that you paint? It's like if I'm going to pay, that means it's a sign for me. If I got to start paying too much, so maybe I need to start doing it on my own network, and that's what it led to. So I've been doing my own. Everyone's been pretty much listening. We've had the network for about 4 months now. We just haven't been doing live shows in there all the time, but we got to start doing that more often. So, and you be able to call in all that and chat and all that stuff is not going to be nothing hard about it. You'll also be able to sell your music from there. I don't think that anyone's going to let you sell your music for your stuff, too. So, y'all be ready for that. We're doing some big things. Mr. Chris, he's taking the big role of doing his own station as well. It's like a lot of people, I think this is really good. What I really think was it really did help. That move is basically helping people to harvest themselves to get ready to start doing their own stuff. So, in a sense, I'm not kind of mad at you, Blog Talk. It just kind of was more of a wake-up call to really start doing what I do. And my girl, Princess Mwamba, will be on shortly. Yeah, hang in there. IB's not doing his show from Phoenix now, so shout out to that. And as this is his new home, and just big ups to you on that, man. Really big ups. A lot of crazy stuff going on, man. This new year is interesting. I definitely want to say shout out to, I know the iSwag with Sarah Moon is definitely in the building, so I'm showing her some love, listen to it from Facebook, or let's do it live in the chat room or however they listen to it. The big ups to y'all, too. And if you miss any part of the show, you can always go back on iTunes. Now, for now, iTunes. You go to iTunes and search Life at Dusk Live, and you'll find them. And soon, you know, I'll be putting stuff on there when I move to the new station, too. So you won't miss it on iTunes. It'll be on iTunes still. Don't people think they're stopping the hustle? It's not stopping. But most definitely, man. Crazy, man. Very crazy. While we're still waiting on our guests, we go ahead and play another track and then come back. So y'all hang in there. This is another track. If you've noticed, I've been playing all females, and these are basically all the females from actually the what we got coming up. There's a project coming up called Ladies Room No Boys Allowed Mixtape. Get ready for that. We're putting that out sometime this month. Be on the lookout for that. And pretty much all the artists that have been playing also on the top 12 for 2010 on Life at Dusk Radio. So, pick up for them as well. We go right ahead. Let's go ahead and play another. We're showing some love to the females today. This next one is not on a project, nor was on the top 12, but it's still a hot track. Here we go. This is What It Is, Anne Marie Fox.
Nothing was special. Things were men and women. This is a new dance called What It Is. It goes right, left, twirl it, stomp, roll, roll, step, 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 back, 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 and then what it is, and what it is. It goes right, left, twirl it, stomp, roll, roll, step, 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 back, 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 and then what it is. And what it is. Now do the happy dance, now do the happy dance, now do the happy dance, now do the happy dance. Now what it is, what, now what it is, what, now what it is, what, now what it is, what. Now do the happy dance, now do the happy dance, now do the happy dance, now do the happy dance. Now what it is, what, now what it is, what, now what it is, what, now what it is, what.
All right, welcome back everyone to Life at Dusk Live. That was my girl Emma Ree Fox. That was What It Is, What It Is. Yeah, I can't sing, but we try a little something. back in the building, we got my girl Princess Mwamba in the building. We're going to ahead and bring her in here. What's up, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
We're glad to have you.
Yay, steady.
I know it's been a hot minute coming. Not too long,
yeah,
but long enough.
Yeah. But it's worth it.
Of course. You know, you're officially the first guest on Life at Dusk for the new year. So that's a big thing right there. You're the first guest for the year. So that's pretty good.
Yay. That's good.
So,
thanks for that.
So first off, you know, I definitely wanted to go ahead and congratulate you yet again for being a number six song of the year on Life at Dusk Radio. So that's pretty big.
Thank you.
The people got out, they voted, and you know, you made number six. That you made top, pretty much top six. So that's pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You got for your track Swag Walk, which we'll be talking about and playing as well later.
Yeah.
Also, we're gonna go ahead and get into the background story of who you are and just how you got into the industry. First off, let everyone know what your name is.
They haven't figured it out
for the 10 times.
It's Princess Mwamba, and I know people, you know, it's hard for them to say Mwamba, but just think about a kiss and just go Mwamba. So,
Mwamba.
You know, it's not that hard. Yeah, Mwamba.
Not that hard. I be adding an extra syllable. I be saying Mwamba. I'm like, ooh.
You see,
so
you be doing too much.
Fear and stabbing. And it's a Mwamba. There we go. Yeah, I'm doing
there
too
you
much.
Go.
Mwamba.
A kiss and then Mwamba.
Okay. That's pretty. All right. So that's simple enough. All right. And as far as, because I know a lot of people are like, huh? With the name, is she a princess? Kind of explain what the origin of your name, because I know a lot of people are like, kind of they want to know the origin of your name.
Oh, well, my great-great-grandma, before we left Africa, she used to be the queen of Zambia. So when we left, I didn't get to pass it down to me, but they always called me Princess. So when I came down here, I was like, well, why not just be the Princess Mwamba that everybody else has been calling me? And bam, here I go. Hello?
Bow down to you through the airways right now, I guess, because I'm talking to royalty right now. And I'm like, we're not worthy, we're not. It's
like, big up to that, you know. Definitely. But even though you are of all royalty, you hold yourself in a very humble mindset. And that's pretty big.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you, Steady.
I'm saying you hold yourself in a pretty humble mindset, as far as like even though you're trying to put yourself in a very great position in everything you do and whatnot, you're still very humble in what you do, and I just want to commend you for that, most definitely.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And like as far as that too as well. Like how what actually fueled you to come over to the States?
Whew, that's a long story, but like it's I can make it a long story short. My mom was a very hardworking lady, and she used to work for the president of Zambia, and it was just like it's just when you rich, like when you have a lot of money, it's very hard to make real friends and real family members. So it's like when we was down there, we used to go through fake family people, fake friends, and it was just a lot of stuff going on, and my mom just got tired of everything. And during the same time period, her mother, my grandmother, died. So she was just like, let's move around. So we moved around a little bit, and when she came to the United States, she was like, we're far enough, and, you know, let's just start fresh, and let's see how this goes. So since then, we've been here.
All right, big ups to that. We're glad to have you, most definitely. You know, you have a very nice spirit. That's what I like about the internet too. Whether you were over here or over there, we still would have got a chance to know you, because the internet, I could talk to someone all the way in Australia if I want to, and that's the great thing about it.
Yeah. Yes.
And this is most definitely, I just want to big that up. And as far as like, let's go into the story about as far as music and whatnot. Was music always something that you always wanted to do, or it just something that kind of just fell into your lap and you started getting a great love for it?
It really just fell into my lap. Like, everybody used to see that in me, but I never took the time to see it in myself until one of these boys that I called my brother on campus. I'm a dancer. I love dancing, and I always thought I'm just going to be a dancer all the time. But everybody else sent something else in me, and one of these boys I call my brother on campus, he sent something in me. So he took me to the studio one time, and he was like, you know, I see something. I wrote something for you. I want you to try something. And then I tried it, but it really wasn't in my mind, because my mind was in dancing, like, okay, I got to go to practice and this and that. So every time I kept going back, they kept calling me, but I kept making up excuses. So just long story short, the producer started seeing a lot of me, and a week later he got killed. He got shot in his own studio, and that just gave me a wake-up call, and it was just so sad because he had a lot of plans for me, and after that I was like, you know, I'm going to just give it my all. It's probably a message from God, and since then I just took it from there, and I just started doing music, and it's been going really, really good because he's seen a lot of me, and he told me that, you know, you can do it, and I see you got a lot of talent, and that touched me a lot.
Well, definitely, and like you said, a lot of things, sometimes, I mean, a lot of tragic things happen to wake us up as far as our gifts. I mean, it's as hard as I hate for that to be the fact that it does, but at the same time too, it's as crazy as a word. I mean, there's no better word to say it, but it's kind of great sometimes, because if certain things didn't happen, we wouldn't get to what our gift is so soon if certain things didn't happen.
Yeah, and it was just like, you know, you gotta don't take life for granted. Do what you gotta do. Like, if you feel like God put you on earth to do something, do it, because tomorrow is not promised. And it was just like so sad because he had so much dreams, and he had a lot of plans, and I was just like, wow, like, I don't want to be the one to be like, I wish, and all that stuff. So.
Right. I think a lot of times, a lot of people,
they go into stuff just to be doing this. Because some people, some of these artists in here just for money. And I mean, that's cool. I mean, I want to get paid to do what I love doing. But some people don't love doing it. They just doing this because I'm trying to grow and give me some money, man. And
right. That's
the thing. You kind of shortchange it.
Yeah, but if I could, like, give advice to those kind of people, like, go out there, do what you love doing, because at the end of the day, who's going to be smiling? You or the people. Like, you got to make yourself happy before you try to make other people happy. And if you're going to be doing it for money, that means you would do anything for money, and that's not a good mentality to have. If you can make something that you love and make money out of that, then that's good. That's why you're here. You're not here to be a slave. So,
right, Jasmine Sullivan is a perfect example of that. She just released on Twitter this week that she was stepping away from music for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, but she said whenever it wasn't fun anymore, she was going to take a step back for a little bit.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, there you go. If y'all didn't hear it before, exclusive.
Uh-huh,
but, nah.
I know.
But... Nah, like I said, it's just something like with me. I pay this a lot of people. They do this. They do radio, and it's always about let me see how much I can charge an artist to get paid on while I play the music and whatnot. And I don't like that. It's a very snakish mentality to me.
Right,
it's very
I know.
Snaky.
It's a shady world.
And I mean, I understand it to an extent if artists pay. But it's where they pay. It's like they pay. Why are they paying so much? It's just
right.
Because I mean, spend. That don't mean that I'm actually gonna get them paid back. You mean you play West Coast? You play such and such song all day long, but you ain't gonna get me to buy the CD. So just
right. That's
what it is.
Uh huh. I know it's crazy out there.
And I feel. I've definitely showed love to all the people that's in this industry, really doing big things, and finding what you know, just humble about treating you artists right. I'm tired. I'm just tired of how people do it. And then at least another thing you do, too, you do modeling as well.
Uh-huh.
And people really try to take advantage of models. They really try to do that.
Well, yes, they really do. They really do.
And, like,
and that's
not good. Obviously, natural beauty is definitely something that you add. Man, African women, African women, put a smile on my face. But go ahead, and kind of tell them about like, how you started modeling.
I started modeling actually back in Africa. I used to always do pageants, but I never did print model or whatever. I always did like pageants and runways and all that stuff. And I always it was just something that I loved to do. And when I came to America, I started doing other stuff and discovering other talents, so I had stopped modeling. So I started back again in 2008, and, yeah, that's when I started doing. Actually, I did model production. It was a competition we had to do, and we 15 people out of 500 was going to win a contract, and I just so happened to try it. I was like, man, what are the odds? Next thing you know, I won the contract. I was one of the people that won the contract, but they kept trying to send me to New York, Atlanta, and I was going to Bethune-Cookman High School at that time. I mean college, sorry, university, Bethune-Cookman University at that time. So, I wasn't able to do all that. So I was just pushing it aside, and I was just doing modeling in Daytona. And I moved to Atlanta. That's when I just started doing a lot of modeling. So that's where that
definitely.
Came from.
Yeah, because I was like, man, if y'all haven't seen, y'all trying to see how she looks, y'all need to go over go to Dust Spot, go to dustcows.ning.com. They can look at today's. Y'all, damn, that one picture alone will make you look. Put a smile on your face. So I'm messing around. You messing around somewhere. I go right there to the little thing where it say today's shows. I mean, this week's shows. You can see a picture of her. If you don't think she's fine, I need to get your eyes checked or whatever.
Thank you.
But,
thank you.
Well, And one thing I got to say is a funny thing that, I got definitely going to put it in there. It cracks me up when you tell me it. I was like, what you're saying, you look like Carrie Hilton. And I was laughing.
Oh, God.
I don't see it. But I looked at one, okay, and I got to tell you to be real about something. As I saw a picture, I was like, hey. I don't know, I kind of agree with them on one picture. I'm telling her, I'm like, dang, now you're agreeable. She was like, one picture. Yeah, it was one picture. And it's not always all the pictures that she has a certain hairstyle.
Right.
One picture, you look dead on like her. And I was like, oh, my
and
God.
It's
I
crazy.
Swear she could come past her.
It's crazy. Everywhere I go, they say you look like Carrie Hilton. You look like, and I'm like, oh, my God, she is beautiful. Like, can I get my own image, please? And they just be like, no. And they don't even call me by my name. They don't call me by my name. They be like, Carrie. I be like, what?
Wow. See, I don't be like people do that stuff. I be trying to find, and then nicknames too. Like, sometimes the nicknames, and that's what like when you, because you originally came out, when you originally first came in the scene, you were going by your government, really. I remember
right.
I first got in contact you. And then you change it over. I told you, I said, I think that was a great way of doing it.
Uh-huh.
Because you kind of want to have that, you want to make it as original as possible, mm-hmm. original and catchy. And as I said, EJ,
right.
that's all catchiness, and it's all trying to be original. Because I'm tired
mm-hmm.
of all of the Cedric,
uh-huh.
all trying to have the same nickname. I'm like, I can't have Big Fed, Teddy Fed,
right.
all that stuff. I don't want all that. So I was
feeling
changed. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm liking that because like the moment you say your the name that you go by now, it does spark something in your mind. Like dang, who is this chick? She called herself a princess. Like, go check her
right.
out. Like that's what that does.
I know. That was a good idea, but I was like, yeah, I had to change it.
Most definitely. What we're going to do for, because I always have point in the show where I ask my crazy questions, so we will be asking them. But before we do that, we got to play your track, most definitely.
Yay.
The swag mm-hmm. walk, and I swear, man, it's something that you want to start going, it's like a dance battle against somebody. hold on, son, y'all won't mess with me, but here we go, y'all. This is on swag walk.
My new
boy. Right here on Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Teddy J, and the beautiful, talented Princess Mwamba. Ooh, I said it perfect that time. There we
right.
go.
You got it perfect. Hercules.
Man, get it. everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddie J on The Dusk Spot.
All right. Welcome back. All right, hold on, we lost it. Okay, just let y'all know we're back in the building, most definitely. And from I'm getting back in here. And shout out to my boy Master Media. I didn't get a chance to shout him out while we were on there. And my boy Mr. Chris is still in the building, hanging in strong. I know IB is getting ready for his show that's coming on in a few. And then, of course, we got Studio Mac. His show is coming on a few, too. So big ups to everyone. As far as, as a disclaimer for everyone that's trying to send to the chat room, if you show up as a guest, don't freak out. It's going to show you as a guest because you have to sign up on here. You know I'm not going to promote for you to sign up on here, really. Just do you, however you want to get into the chat room. And just listen. Y'all can also call in 347-202-0389 and most definitely, there you go. All right, so yes, he waving. You got the waver hand at me, so I'm always worried about the waving hand. That means he up to something. Let's go ahead. There we go. There we go. Back in the building. Okay, so yes, she's back in the building. So you know, this is that point where we get to ask you the crazy questions of the day. So just be on your toes, because you never know where I'm going to go with it. I'm going to come out strong off the top. First off, as far as, like, if you had a you're walking around, you're a big celebrity now, but you need a perfect person to be the celebrity, make a big celebrity couple with you, who would you pick as in the industry right now would say compliment you and why?
You don't want to know my answer.
Oh yeah, yo, yes we do.
Oh my god. That's so funny. Hold on, let me think about this real quick.
Oh, I got it. Why you think I'm excited? Info me.
Oh no, don't be excited, because oh my god, I've never thought about this.
Okay. Oh, so that she's thinking about. Hold on, y'all. So she's gonna be here trying to come up with a clever one instead of doing what she was gonna do before. Y'all know what we got on this show when people do this right here. Here we go.
Okay.
Whenever you prolong a question, we do this to you.
It's crazy. God, why would you do this to me?
You got to end the Jeffrey thing. And then you got to tell her. You can't hold it back no more.
I would say Usher.
Okay. Oh, why Usher?
Because I love dancing, and I feel like he's a great artist, and you haven't really heard too much bad stuff about him, and he carried himself well. And when I was watching his documentary, he loved treating ladies nicely, and I mean, that's probably my best pick, Usher.
Oh, I know why she was. You wanted to go. There goes my baby.
There you go. That's what I want.
You want to say that to you every. That's what you try to get to say that to you every morning. Okay. Wow,
that
y'all.
Was tough.
That was okay. You thought that was okay. That was tough. Man. Ooh, go to the next one. One of my favorite. That was one of my favorite.
I thought we only had one.
Everyone listening to my show, they know this is one of the top ones that is like, wow. And I've heard the craziest ones ever. This question, It's obviously a crazy answers. And that is, what is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, my God. I think I'm losing connection. Hello?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to. Can I pass? The most embarrassing, no.
Or make it somewhere that's somewhat.
What do you say?
Or pick one that's not too embarrassing, but is somewhere up there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say the most embarrassing. I'll tell you by yourself. I've heard everybody else's most embarrassing moments, and nobody topped mine. Mine is so crazy.
Oh, no. You heard
crazy.
Archives. I'm telling you, I've heard some nasty ones at that.
Oh, my God.
No. And my life is full of embarrassing moments, so I'll be your type. If I had a show telling all mine, people would be having a good laugh.
Okay, I guess I'll tell you. Oh, Lord, it's crazy.
Oh, hold on. We gotta do something for you because you bigged up and you conquered your field and get ready to tell us. So we gotta do something for you. So thing yet. Hold on. There we go. There you go. All right. So what? So let us know what is this? What is this thing that you're hiding from us so bad?
Oh my God. Okay. So it's back in Africa, right? Woo. So me, my sister, and my cousin, we was going to the fair, and we was like 9 years old, and we was looking so cute. You know, we thinking we're the baddest. We young, but we just thinking we was fast or whatever. We walking, thinking we cute. And it was some young boys trying to talk to us. And we was just, you know, girls act shady. We was acting shady, too, even though we was young. But we was acting shady, whatever. So we just walking, and we go in the fair. Me and my sister separate. And it was just left. Me and my cousin was left. So these ladies came, and they was like, you guys want some Chinese food? So it was like Indian food or whatever. So, you know, we didn't have no money because my – so we like, shit, yeah. So we go. We get the Chinese Indian food. We eat it. It was good. So, like, 30 minutes later, my stomach started hurting. So I felt like I had I had to let the gas out. So so I went. It was people around me. I went behind the moon bounce. Is that what you guys call it? The moon bounce?
Yes.
And then I went behind the moon bounce, tried to let it out. I didn't want to, you know, I couldn't hold it in. I just wanted to, to let it. And then next thing you know, when I let it out, I let everything out.
Okay.
And then, no, that's not even the crazy part. The crazy part, the boys that was trying to talk to us were standing by the door. So, when a fly smells something bad, they come to you. So it was like a lot of African flies at that coming at me, just chasing me. Not even chasing me, just following me. And it was so embarrassing. Like, and then my sister was looking for me, so she said my name over the thing, like, Sarah, your sister is looking for you. And I'm just walking. Oh, my goodness. It was so embarrassing. And I had to walk all the way home. I walked home by myself. I was so embarrassed.
Oh.
I didn't get outside for, like, 2 weeks.
Man, I dig you up for that. You have made it to the top five now. Made it to the top five. You know what? It's saying one of these top five was way worse than. It's a lot of things. It's a lot of the things way worse than that. You like, oh, what could be worse? Tell me.
Oh my God.
I've heard everything.
That was bad.
I heard everything.
Just imagine flies following you, and then the cute boys, I was trying to talk to you, laughing at me, and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm just walking, and people are looking at me, pointing at me. I'm like, oh, my God. I had to walk home. Home was 30 minutes away.
I know. So I know they probably like, yeah, you try to extra. You know, chick try to not give us no play, and then something happened to him, they be like, yeah, that's what that happened to him.
That's how it was. I was so embarrassed. To this day, I'd be embarrassed. But I was young, though, so I'd be like, I hope nobody else remembers. But this question never seemed to fail.
Yeah, that question never seems, it never is. I always get the craziest answers. Some be real mild, but it be some crazy answers to that. And I big out for even sharing some of y'all stories. That to me is like, man, y'all, I big out for y'all bravery and just everything. Because I'm telling y'all, man, we can shoot a whole show of all the embarrassing things that happened to me and be like, oh, God. And Madison over, shout to Madison Media over here acting a fool in that room. Said he is having too much fun, right? That's all the posts to be doing, Maddie. What is this show not be fun? Good God, acting a fool. But anyways, now I really big you up for this coming to the show. I'm glad to meet you. I really wish since my cousin's there, and I'm going to tell his behind to come visit you for your video shoot, because we need as many people as possible to go support her, because you actually got your video shoot on the 20th.
On the 20th.
So yeah, 20th, y'all definitely big as a, show us some love. You are in the ATL area. Where exactly in the ATL are y'all gonna be shooting in? So
around the city, ATL, and we're going to be doing a couple scenes on campus, Clark Atlanta University, and it's just that area right there. It's going to be crazy because we're going to have Greek scenes and all type of scenes. So.
Okay, most definitely. So there y'all go. Big ups to that, man. Y'all definitely should show support to her. She's talented, she's beautiful, and she's real cool. Don't come, but just like everybody, whenever you come wrong, we all can sense it. We can sense when people act wrong. So if you actually come at it wrong, of course you go, hey, don't be like, oh, she acting stuck up. No, she do what she's supposed to do. If you come acting wrong, hey, watch this, I'm going to talk to you. Whether it's business or personal or whatever, just, you know, get over it.
Say that again. Oh, God.
I know, because believe it or not, people think I'm stuck up sometimes. All right. That's what y'all want.
It's the way you come at somebody, though. That's all the reason.
Exactly.
If you come at somebody with respect, they'll show you respect.
Exactly. So, matter of fact, let us know as far as like how we can keep up with you, as far as everything you got going on, and let's continue to support you.
Basically, on Twitter, I'll be on Twitter most of the time. And right now I'm just trying to build up the right team I'm rolling with, but I ain't signed with nobody yet. I'm with Fifth Street Entertainment with Grand Hustle. And they just got my back, and they're helping me out from here, there. And it's a lot of people helping me out right now. When I go back, I'm doing a lot of demos and a lot of stuff with E20, WOW. And it's a lot of people that's helping me out. So I'm just trying to build up my own team that's going to be down for me now instead of down for me when the money comes in like that. So that's what I'm trying to do right now. That's what I'm working on, and I have a lot of photo shoots. You see everything on Facebook, just Princess Mwamba, and Twitter. Also, YouTube, just type in Princess Mwamba. Everything that's going to be coming up, it's going to be basically on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I better join the iSwag with Sarah Movement, too. I just put that out there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you guys got to join the group. I swag with Sarah. You have to swag with me. Come on, let's swag together.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. As I said, big up to you again. That leaves me with what we got with Granny Dude. Now, I know how we do it. Maybe close out every show. We're just basically letting you know what it is. What City J, what it is with you, what it is with everyone you deal with. Well, first off, make sure you check out Dustspot, dustgals.ning.com. That will show you some of the artists, some of the models that work in the show. And also, as far as like everybody that's himself is on there. Yeah, the radio station is on there. You have, there's pretty much everything is central hub in there.
Uh-huh.
And I want to leave you out with this. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J, or where there's a
right.
U, through God, there is a way.
I want to say something. I just want to give up to you guys on the other side. You guys work hard in what you do, and I could tell you guys do it with love, and I could tell you guys do it with your heart. You don't do it with, you know, the money or whatever. Y'all do it with your heart. You care about what you're doing. You care about these people. And I want to give it up to you guys because you don't find too many people that do that. And good job to everybody that's working hard. Princess Mamba is swagging with y'all.
You mean, and that's a reply to what you said. A lot of people don't realize if you sometimes, I mean, when you're not even looking for money, money will come to you because you're being, because you're not, that's not your motive of doing things. People are showing you love, and they're like, oh, we want definitely, like people send me opportunities all the time of doing stuff. And that's because they know what my true motive
right.
is. So that's what it is. So there you go.
Yep.
All right, Cheryl. Where's
Yakinabe?
Check it out. Go to iTunes. Type in Princess Mwamba, and you can find it. You can find this. This is over and over and over and over and over again. So there you go.
Yeah.
See y'all later, alligator.
All right, bye, y'all.